From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. International medical charity Doctors Without Borders says today it has withdrawn from the northern Afghan city of Kunduz after a deadly suspected U.S. strike on its hospital. The airstrike killed at least 19 people, including three children, at the hospital run by Doctors Without Borders, known by its French acronym MSF. The group's Bart Janssens in Brussels.
The attacks lasted for about an hour, and just after the beginning, we reached out to our contacts we have in the U.S. military forces to explain what was going on.
The MSF says all critical patients have been transferred to other health facilities, and some staff members are still in the area working in two other hospitals. The medical charity also denied allegations that Taliban insurgents were in the Kunduz hospital during the strike. The U.S. military acknowledged conducting a pre-dawn airstrike in the vicinity of the MSF facility. Russia said today its forces continue intensifying airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Syria and that the bombings have disrupted the group's infrastructure and logistical support. A Russian Defense Ministry statement said its warplanes struck ISIL targets in the previous 24 hours, including training camps, armed depots, and command posts. Most of the strikes were conducted in the Idlib province in western Syria. Nigerian police and witnesses have linked Friday's two explosions outside the capital of Abuja to male and female suicide bombers. The blast killed at least 18 people and wounded dozens more. There has been no claim of responsibility, but authorities immediately linked the attacks to Boko Haram. These latest attacks come a day after four suicide bombers blew themselves up in the city of Maiduguri, killing at least 14 people and wounding about 40 others. This is VOA News. Israeli police said today they are restricting access to Jerusalem's Old City after a Palestinian man fatally stabbed two Israelis. The Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad said the attacker was a member. Baruch Marzel is an Israeli right-wing activist.
Netanyahu has to resign. Netanyahu failed. He gave the Arabs to incite for months in Jerusalem. He gave the Arabs to attack Jews in Jerusalem. Today there was four Jews dead. Netanyahu has their blood on his hands.
The recent fighting at the Al-Aqsa compound in East Jerusalem has seen Palestinian protesters throw bombs, fire bombs, and stones at non-Muslims who are allowed under Israeli law to visit the site. Israel captured the territory along with the West Bank from Jordan in the 1967 war, but Palestinians claim the territory as the capital of their future state. The flood of refugees and other migrants to Europe this year is boosting support from some anti-immigrant political parties. In Austria, the far-right Freedom Party could, for the first time, win city elections in Vienna from Social Democrats who have dominated politics there for decades. VOA's Daniel Scharf reports from Vienna.
Ahead of citywide elections, far-right politicians are capitalizing on fears of an influx of foreigners, most of them Muslims.
It's about, as you said before, migrants and the fears of people, I guess, which I think is absolutely ridiculous because we live in one of the richest countries in the world, so I don't see the point.
Vienna, like most European capitals, boasts a wealth of culture, architecture, and history, as well as cultural diversity and left-wing politics. But like much of Europe, politics are turning to the right, and that has many here worried. The Freedom Party says it wants to protect Austrian culture and Europe from Islamization, and its message is finding an audience. Polls show it is neck and neck with the Social Democrats, who have led Vienna politics since the end of World War II. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Vienna.
Authorities in the western U.S. state of Oregon said Saturday the gunman who killed eight students and a teacher at a community college committed suicide after a brief shootout with police, and now the issue is being politicized. This Oregon resident speaks out on the issue of gun control.
Well, you're going to hear people jump on the bandwagon for gun control, and yes, we need to look at that, but let's not kid ourselves and think that that's the cure-all. There's more issues that we need to look at the whole picture and be able to not only look at gun control, but help for those that are suffering mentally.
The heavily armed shooter did leave a hate-filled note at the scene, which indicated, according to news reports, that he felt the world was against him. Meantime, President Obama spoke to the American people after the shooting, saying he wants everyone to press Congress for action on gun control reform. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.